Hello, everybody. Hello, everyone. Thanks for coming back to my channel. Well, commenting on the election in Addlesden to West Surrey County Council, this new unitary authority established by Mrs. Angela Rayner, the former Deputy Prime Minister, and was she Secretary for Local Government, something like that, like her idol John Prescott was. But I wish I'd written this down somewhere, but I wrote it to myself. Well, I've got some things badly wrong. For example, I was predicting was only 3,300 votes cast. In fact, it was over 7,000. So, but I think that is maybe that's because we've got two votes. So I say 3,300 individuals. I suppose I'm about right. Yeah, actually, 37% turnout, which was higher than I predicted. I thought about 33%, partly because it's got a relatively old age profile, Addlesden. The made of the older person is the more likely he or she is to cast a ballot. It's been very easy since 2001 when anybody can vote by post if he or she wishes. Well, Reform United Kingdom, I was forecasting they got 30%. They actually got a bit higher than that, it's 33%. The Conservative and Unionist Party, I predicted 25%. And was I bang? I think I was bang on accurate. And so the Green Party, so the Liberal Democrats, I said 24%. This seems I significantly overestimated them. We'll come back to that now. And the Green Party, 14%. In fact, the Greens are ahead of the Liberal Democrats. Labour, I said 7%. In fact, they got 8%. Now, there was a by-election there last August, and the Liberal Democrats were in second place, Conservatives in third, then Greens. A swap places, Conservatives risen up to second place. Liberal Democrats have fallen not to third, but to fourth, and the Greens just behind. So look at the actual result that was there. What was I going to say? Yeah. Anyway, so combined result of 33% for Reform United Kingdom. So better than I anticipated, with Scott Michael Kelly topping the poll, about 60 votes ahead of his co-candidate, Vincent Roy Mitchell. I think they're both local. Does Vincent Roy Mitchell live in Egham? But the younger chap did better. I'm not sure why. Maybe there's not much in it because they're so close in share of the vote. And then third was some bloke called George Callaghan. Who the hell's he? With 13% of the vote. So over 200 votes adrift of Vincent Roy Mitchell on 13% of the vote. Now remember, each person has got two votes, and you can cast because there are two councils to be elected. The ward is the town's got a population of 16,000, about electorate of about 11,000, and you could use both votes for the same party, as in vote two Liberal Democrats or for two different parties, but one Labour, one Conservative, for instance, or you could use any one vote. Vote for a Green Party candidate and not use your other vote. Marilyn Swinney, 98 votes behind on 12%, despite campaigning frenetically. Paul Matthew Richens of the Green Party with 11% of the vote. Only 44 votes ahead and behind Mrs. Swinney. Tobin Matthew Davie Steele of the Green Party, 9%. Okay, a little bit behind his candidate, his other candidate. Jenny Coulon of the Liberal Democrats, 617 votes. That's 8% of the vote. Another Liberal Democrat, Stuart Andrew Lawrence, that's 547 7%. So we can see 70 votes behind his co-candidate. Aaron Richard Neathy of Labour and Cooperative Party, 281 votes, so well behind the Liberal Democrats, only 4%, and Elaine Percival on 4% as well. So that's it. Of the 10 candidates, three women. Now, one thing is, why did Marilyn Swinney not do as well as George Callaghan? She's lived there for 25 years. You think quite well known. So I'm not sure. Is it racial prejudice? Is it misogyny? Something like that, or is it because George Callaghan is so ebullient, charismatic, and convincing? That's it. Obviously, not wearing a tie is determinative because if you wear a tie, then you win, as proved by someone who's really into wearing ties. No candidate I ever saw was wearing a tie. How utterly preposterous. Why don't people put a tie up as a candidate? So that's it. So Reform United Kingdom, they're getting a fairly solid there. Good news from the Conservative perspective is the Liberal Democrats, they're the challengers to the Tories in the constituency, and they've fallen back. Another point is the woman who was the Liberal Democrat parliamentary candidate for Runnymede and Weybridge, she stood for the council and lost badly. So not that her personal stock is particularly high, even though she's got a significant public profile. So that is a fascinating election result. So compare that. I was saying, I said, what did I say about the Green Party? They got 20% in reality, but what did I predict for them? I don't remember now. I have to go back to what I predicted. And I base this on, feeling on the doorstep, as well as what is it? What the national picture, as well as was the other factor? Where they were last time. Yeah. So I predicted the Liberal Democrats 24%, and the Greens 14, and Labour 7. So let's get back to Liberal Democrats 4%. The Liberal Democrats of 24%, and the Liberal Democrats got, let me see, 15%, so a lot below where I said. I said the Greens 20%, and was that quite accurate? I think it was. So there's a lot of bunching up in the parties, and the Greens, I said 14%, so I got that the wrong way around. The Greens significantly more popular, Liberal Democrats much less popular. So there we go. So what I suppose I'm most proud of is I saying the Conservative Party would get 25%, and I was absolutely right. And so 3 points adrift with the Reform United Kingdom. Liberal Democrats was high, something like 10 points adrift, and the Greens there was like 7 points adrift. Liberal Democrats only 1 percentage point out. So there we go. I'm not sure why there was such a high turnout. I only met one person ever who said he's voting Labour. Some were like anti-conservative, but you didn't know in which direction. Right. Thank you very much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallan7 at gmail.com. Goodbye.